Ladies and gentlemen, we present The Navy Lark with our three stars, Leslie Phillips, Stephen Murray, and John Pertwee. The do-it-yourself craze has really spread in the last few years, and it's certainly spread to our household. In the last few months, my wife has got me going on a done-it-myself wardrobe, a done-it-myself dining room suite, and a done-it-myself kitchen unit. So that's three rooms in my place that are a complete shambles. However, I'm not alone because the formidable Mrs. Povey has got Captain Povey involved in making a new cupboard. And I don't think he's much better at it than I am.
Oh, dear. Thank goodness that was the last piece. I thought my arm would break that time.
I don't see why. You were only steadying the wood. I was doing it for you.
Well, my love, I did offer to take a turn with the saw.
Henry Purvey, you know perfectly well you are not allowed to use my dear mother's tools. We've not forgotten what happened last time. We caught you trying to play the bells of blue berries on the saw and dashing out the anvil chorus with a hammer on my bread bit. All that draw, bang, draw, bang, draw, bang, draw. Nonsense. Near this had my dear mother packing before her 3 month visit was even half over.
That was the sense. No, I mean, I did stop when you asked me to, my love.
So, I should hope. Now let's get on with my comments. Pass from over those last 2 pieces of wood.
Here you are, my love.
Now look what happened.
Oh, what, my love?
Disaster! Your little bit of 2x1 doesn't fit my little bit of 1x2.
What?
It's short. Well, is anyone thing for it?
Get another piece of wood?
Certainly not. Pieces of wood don't just grow on trees, you know.
What?
You just have to fetch your little dust pan and brush. Sweep up the sawdust and then stick it all back on the end of your piece again.
But that would take me weeks and weeks and...
I don't. Now, let's put the rest of this cupboard together at any rate. Now, I'll reach up and hold these two top sections in position, and you fix them together.
Yes, very well.
And remember, Henry, just because I've got my back to you whilst I'm supporting these sections is no excuse for any vulgar horseplay with my dear mother's screwdriver.
I remember, my love.
You better. Now, then, stand by. Up?
The bone, my love.
Which would be? Well, just for once, you'd better answer it, Henry. I can't let go of this box. Now, hurry up and be brief. These sections wear tongue, and I'm only a frail woman.
Yes, I'll be back in a flash, my love. Hello, Captain Povey speaking.
Admiral here. I say, Povey, you're being a saucy boy, aren't you?
I beg your pardon.
Answering the phone all by yourself. Your wife's out, I take it.
No, sir. She's out in the kitchen holding something up, and she daren't move.
Nasty corn, I suppose. Can't rely on a thing these days. Look, Povey, there's something dodgy going on.
Hang on!
I'll be with you in a minute.
All right, I'll hang on. Don't be long.
I wasn't talking to you, sir, no.
But you should have been. I am an admiral, you know.
I was talking to my wife, sir.
Who are you? Well, how's her elastic?
Well, as far as I know, it's...
Oh, stop chuntering on about your wife's unmentionables, Povey.
I'm so sorry, sir. Please go on.
I intend to. Now then, you've seen the reports, of course.
Reports, sir? No, I haven't seen...
Good man. Now what are we going to do about it?
I've absolutely no...
Well, yes, there's a possibility. But I think my idea's best.
Henry, ring off! I can't hold these sections up much longer.
Lower them to the ground slowly, my love.
What? Say, steady on, Povey. Oh, yeah, now do try and concentrate. Not every day we get a haunted ship floating about, you know.
No, I suppose... What, a haunted ship?
Heavens to Betsy, I've got through at last. You've heard about it, surely. Blasted reports of the wretched things have been pouring in.
Are you sure about this, sir?
Well, really, Povey, you might show a bit of interest.
Quick, Henry!
Now be quiet. Now look here, Povey.
I didn't mean to... No, look, sir, I'll go back to my office and look into this at once, sir. I'll ring you back from there.
Don't do that. Ring me back from your office after you look into it. I'd expect to hear from you in 5 minutes, or else...
Very well, sir. Goodbye, sir. I'll leave at once, sir.
Good man.
Henry, where are you going? Release me at once.
I'll be back as soon as I can, my love.
Henry, stop! Henry! Stop! My elastic!
Why? With all the elegantly painted grey lumps of flutability at their disposal, why did their yoo-hoo-hoo and a bottle of duty-free lordship have to send us spooky ship hunting?
Oh, now be fair. Captain Toby said to destroy a make-peace size as well. Mind you, he's not very fond of her ship's company either.
Oh, it is a plot. If by some remote chance there is any truth in the reports about this ghost ship, by sending us both, old Thunderguts might well get rid of Troutbridge and make-peace at the same. I rather wish I hadn't come.
So do I.
Yeah, and I didn't want to come in the first place. Look, personally, don't like golfing at guys. No, not at all, no. Not my cup of char on the water at all, they are. No, not at all. Not at all, not they are, no. They're not, are they? No, no, they're not at all, not. They're not, no, no. No! No.
We'd rather gather you weren't too keen, actually.
Yes, it was you insisting on wearing your life jacket all the time, holding a distress rocket in your hand that gave us the clue.
Yes, and asking if you could have the door to the bridge open so that you could keep an eye on the nearest sea boat.
Well, Pertwee likes to be prepared for any unpremeditated exigencies of it.
Pardon?
Look, I said it once. I'm not smart enough to tie a gun.
As one who knows, I think you're terribly, terribly wise.
Oh, now, let's not lose our sense of proportion. Nobody really believes these reports of a ghost ship, surely. I mean, it's hardly likely, is it? I mean, a ship with nobody aboard sailing the high seas all on her own. Let's face it, it isn't very likely. I mean, this is the age of science. We don't take this sort of mumbo-jumbo seriously, do we? But we can't, Mr. Phillips, can't we?
No comment.
Ditto. And left hand down a bit.
Left hand down a bit, as long as it takes us farther away from the haunted Alcatraz.
Where was this so-called ghost ship last sighted, Mr. Phillips?
Where are we heading now, Carter? Carnarvon Bay.
Carnarvon Bay? Well, that's your cheerleading seaman Ghosty now, anyway. He's never happy unless he can smell 300 tons of Welsh kitchen nuts.
Very likely, sir. But as far as Pertwee is concerned, Ghosty could have a Celtic conflagration all on his top. Pertwee wants no part of it. At the first sniff of cooking coke and smouldering sulfur, Pertwee's in that sea boat and away.
Yes, that we never doubted for an instant. What surprises me is you haven't leapt into the thing and rowed off into the blue already.
Indecision, sir. I can't make up my mind which is worse. Being sorted out by a spook or clobbered by a court marital.
It's a difficult choice, isn't it? If you eventually decide to take the boat, Pertwee, you will let me know, won't you? I'd like to come with you, actually.
Oh, now, really, this is ridiculous, all this stupid chat about a ghost ship. I don't suppose there's a ship of any sort within miles of
it. What was that?
Just a siren from some other...
Man boat! Too late! I'm already manning them!
Now, stop that. It's only make-peace coming alongside. I'll give him a shout on the loud hailer.
Ahoy there, make-peace! Come on, start of the board.
Yes, I am, unfortunately, old Gardner. Have you chaps seen a sign of anything yet?
No thing, sir. How about you?
Oh, just the odd bit of card, but nothing worth wasting me bait on so far. Old watch patient.
I wasn't talking about fishing, sir.
Weren't you? And you jolly well should have been, old Wellington. If you were hoping to hold my attention, that is. Oh, a big fella. A big fella went past just now. Did you see him? Absolute whopper. Oh, I nearly got him, too. Just as well I didn't, though, actually.
Why, sir?
It was a submarine. Oh, well, thanks for seeing you, old faggot. We're up. I'm going to try my luck further up the coast. Give my regards to...
With pleasure, sir. You know, he's in a world of his own.
Then good luck, twin, sir. If we meet that ghost ship, I wouldn't like to say whose world we'll be in. I don't like it, I don't. Not at all.
No, I don't like it, no.
Pertwee, will you stop doing that? Why is it that every time we're sent out on something like this, you have to demur?
See what?
Here
we go again.
Demur! What's the chap with the three-quarter sat in a chain round his neck? I think that's one of my demur. Oh, well, I was only trying to cheer you up. Well, we'd rather be utterly miserable, actually. Bridge, number one here.
Starboard, look out here, sir. Leading seaman Goldstein, chucked in. Who boomed?
I beg your pardon?
Where are we? What happened to Wales? Wales, beautiful view. Because I haven't seen so much as a mountain goat yet.
Oh, that's odd. We should have been off the coast by now.
Agreed. Only for some time now, we haven't been off the coast of anywhere.
Yeah, I'll look into it.
Much obliged, sir.
Now, just a... Mr. Phillips, sir, could you tell us, with the aid of your gay, inimitable, madcap navigation, where the blazes we are?
Yes, now, two and two are, and carry one. Let X equals Y, and if not Y...
What?
So that leaves us with Z or QED on the debit side, if you like that sort of thing. Now, then,
quite. Now, then, where are we?
Lost.
And with Mr. Phillips' navigation, knowing that, quite an achievement.
Now, look here, Mr. Phillips, what's happened? We should have been off Carnarvon Bay ages ago. Now there's no sign of land anywhere.
No. Perhaps Wales has sunk.
Well?
I heard that. I was lip reading.
Well, you shouldn't have been. You're not supposed to be looking this way in any case.
What else is there to look at, except fog?
Oh, well, that's the... What? Fog?
Well, have a look round and not see a thing for yourself, sir.
Good gracious. Quick, stop sounding the siren.
Sir, with the utmost...
Pardon, pleasure, sir.
I say, what a lovely noise. Do you think I could have a go?
No, certainly not.
I'll go on to let him. He's only young twice.
Oh, very well.
Well, carry on, Mr. Phillips.
Right.
No, don't worry.
Right. Stand by for blast off.
Oh, yes, very nice, sir. A lovely tone.
Wasn't bad, was it? I wonder if you could play a tune on it.
Oh, hardly, sir.
What do you bet?
Knightman.
Done.
Night and day, you are the world.
You're a cheat. You cheated.
Bridge?
Leading seaman Gold, senior. And in future, you can call me Clothier. Just as when I'm supposed to be looking out and not listening, isn't it? I can't hear a thing after all that boom, boom, boom.
No, sorry, pardon.
Pardon?
I said sorry, pardon.
Oh, I said pardon.
So did I. Sorry, pardon.
Pardon?
No.
I always promised myself that one day I'd have the last word.
You know, this fog is getting thicker. I can't see what my left hand down a bit is doing. How am I supposed to navigate in this stuff?
Well, we do have instruments, you know, radar and the like.
Oh, that screen thing, you mean? Yeah, I've never really made friends with that.
Well, you have noticed. You always stare at it as if you hope the commercials will come up soon and there'll be a better program afterwards.
Oh, very funny, sir. Very funny. I know how radar works, all right. I've read it all up. I know what it's supposed to do. It's just that when it's done it, I don't know what it means. Sound the siren, Chief.
Oh, that's it.
Now, isn't that odd? There was an echo. Try it again. Strange, I think the echo is getting nearer.
No, it's not an echo, who is it? It's another ship. Do you think it's the ghost ship?
Anything, but we must keep calm. No need for panic. We just have to see what.
But we, sir,
come out of that sea boat.
But I like it here.
Don't argue. Come back on the bridge,
sir.
What?
Look.
Where?
There.
Where is it?
I thought I saw something, but it's gone again.
It's the ghost. It's the ghost. That's what's going to be all secret.
Ah,
there it is again. Where?
Oh no, no good. It's gone again.
Oh. Ah. Oh, dear! Oh! Oh, dear!
Percy, for goodness sake, calm down, or you...
There! There! Ah! Stand silent! Stand silent! Is the ship coming this way? It's on top of us. Quick! Quick, let's hand down.
Let's hand down!
No, more than that.
More than that.
What have you got?
Oh, my God, let's pull a sambo.
Pull a sambo?
No, pull ahead.
Oh, get over.
That's head drive on your own side.
That's all right. It's all right. We'll make it. We're clear. Just a minute. Call them up on the loud tailor.
What? Not me. I'm not speaking to them.
Roadhogs. Oh, my goodness. Murphy, you're nearest. Call them up.
No! No, what? I'd rather not. No, I don't know. Chatting up. Don't.
Murphy, that's an order. Get on with it.
Oh, oh dear.
Ahoy! Ahoy there.
Peek-a-boo! Don't. Who are you?
Who am I? Commander
Standard,
of course,
the room.
This is Makepeace. Why don't you look where you're going? You nearly ran
it
over, old
flaggo. I wonder if Makepeace has seen the ghost ship yet. Ask him, will you,
please? Oh,
okay.
Ahoy there, Commander. Have you had any luck on this board ship?
No, I'm
coughed
up. With all this fog about, the fish can't see me
base, you
see.
No, sir, I
don't bother, Chief. Resume patrol.
Hello, Captain Purvis' office?
Admiralty here. This is intelligence speaking. Captain Purvis there?
He is, and has been, ever since this ghost ship report came in.
Oh, Commander Bracewell wants a word.
Captain Purvis speaking.
Ah, Bracewell here, old man. My word, this could start something, couldn't it? I shouldn't be surprised if you don't get blamed for starting an international incident.
What?
Not your fault, really, but you'll be the one to cop all the marks.
No. Bracewell, will you stop hugging yourself and tell me what's happened? I can't stand the suspense.
That's the way. Just wanted to get you right in the mood. Well, it's the ghost ship that isn't.
What?
My sentiments exactly. We should have known that the ghost ship thought it was a load of old codswallop from the start, didn't we?
Load of old...
If it wasn't a ghost ship, of course, might have saved your neck. Still, there it is.
Not a ghost ship? Then what is it?
A Russian destroyer.
What?
Yes, well, you know how it is, old man. All sorts of old guff keep pouring in here, and the signal saying this Russian destroyer, the Kepiak, was visiting us, must have got lost among all the other rubbish about turning the lights off at night and not parking your bike where the CNC wants to put his.
No, but what's all this got to do with me?
The Kepiak was to visit Portsmouth, and you were supposed to lay an escort on to bring her in. Didn't you know,
man? Of course I didn't. I merely sent out a destroyer and a frigate to track down and dispose of a ghost ship.
Oh, yeah.
Oh?
Yeah. I mean, if they find the Kepiak and dispose of her, it will start something, won't it? Better be sure you know where your tin hat is, old man.
Yes, I don't believe it, but this is awful.
Nah, not so good, is it? Still, I'm sure you can go. It's all yours, Furby, old man. It's all yours.
Mr. Phillips, I know it's a silly question, but where are we now?
Yes. Yes, what? Yes, it was a silly question.
Mr. Phillips.
Well, you unnerve me. I don't like to commit myself.
Go on. Be a bit of a devil.
Well, all right, then. Well, my guess,
your guess.
That's it, then. I shan't say another word.
I'll go on for three. Just for me.
All right. Just for you. Yes. Well, if pushed, I'd say we're very nearly back at Portsmouth.
Bridge number one here.
Stacy here, old man. More trouble, I'm afraid.
Oh, what is it now?
Well, we were getting some sort of a signal from Thundergut's office at Portsmouth when it happened.
What did?
The radio went dead.
How much of the signal did you get?
Well, as far as I could make out, I rather gathered that the ghost ship is called the Kepiak.
Kepiak? You sure that's right?
Fairly. It was in the bit of the signal we got twice.
Right. Well, repair the radio as soon as you can, Mr. Bates.
Doing our best, old man, but a fault like this can be most frightfully difficult to trace.
Oh, lovely. The door we need it. Thick fog and no radio.
We've got something else we didn't need as well. The echo is back.
It's another ship. Just a minute. The fog's lifting slightly. Give me the glasses.
Patrick, quick. The glasses, where are they? Quick.
Round your flipping neck.
I wonder why I was stooping. Yeah. I thought it was lumbago.
So quick. What's the name of the ship ahead?
See if you can read her name.
Hang on, damn it. Full ahead boat, she's miles away.
Turn the glasses round the other way.
Ah, that's better, yes. By Jove, we covered that distance of the Faroe Lick, didn't we? What's the name of a ship?
Hey, just a minute. It's on her stern.
It usually is.
Yes. K-E-P-E-something-C.
Kepiak!
It's the great ship!
Last one over the side, the captain!
The captain!
Investigate this at once.
I'd rather not, sir. I wouldn't really.
Don't argue.
And don't forget, Bertie, if it isn't a ghost ship, we'll be able to claim the salvage money.
I don't care. I don't want any part. Permission to lead the boarding party, sir.
Rather not. We'll take her in tow and find out more about her when we get back to Portsmouth.
Coming alongside of Quebec now, sir.
Stand by to take her in tow.
Bates here.
A bridge. I know you can't receive signals, but can you send?
No idea, old man, but we'll do our best.
Then send a signal to Captain Proby. Have sighted the Kepiak and are towing her to Portsmouth.
Righty-ho.
P.S. When do we cop the salvage money?
I'm so sorry to drag you down here, Admiral, but if Trutwich had arrested the Russian ship, I thought you might be able to pour oil on troubled water.
Think nothing of it, Proby.
I'd explain to the fools that it was all your fault.
Is this the doc?
Yes, sir. I'm here, Lieutenant Murray, and Sub-Lieutenant Phillips just coming off Trutwich.
Good evening, sir.
Oh, is it good morning? This fog is difficult to tell.
Well, don't ask me. So long as they're open, who cares? Oh, where are these Russian idiots? The ship you took in tow.
Tied up a start of us, sir.
There hasn't been any trouble, number one. They haven't fired on you or anything like that.
No trouble at all, sir. In fact, there haven't been a sound from them.
Hey, just a minute. You say a Russian ship, sir? I thought we were supposed to be looking for a ghost ship.
Never mind that now. There's been a slight error.
Oh, do get a move on. I want some vodka. Where's the boarding party?
Quickly, sir. Stand by to board the Kepiak.
After you, sir.
Thank you,
Bertie, get aboard.
Right this way, Jed. And don't touch anything in case it isn't really there at all. It's only a ghost. Odd. There doesn't seem to be anybody about.
Let's hope there isn't. All down in their wardroom, bashing the vodka, probably. Hope the fool's leaving some for me.
Oh, lummy. Now what's the matter? I've just noticed something. And I wish I hadn't.
Oh, what is going on? Where are the idiots? Give the captain's cabin a clout, somebody.
I don't think that's a very good...
Quickly, knock on the captain's door.
Oh, will somebody listen to Leslie?
Listen to us.
Be quiet. On behalf of the British government, I extend cordial greetings to you, comrade captain. We hope your stay will be a pleasant one. And...
But the cabin's empty.
No, sir, I'm behind the door, old Coco.
We've landed in it.
Oh, great Staunton.
Yes.
Who's this idiot?
Commander Staunton, sir. R.N.
R.N.? Do you mean he's been held prisoner by the Russians? Well, that's a bit odd, isn't it? Well, how's your brain, Staunton? Washed all right?
Oh, right in the bag, old Spindryer. How's yours,
what the blazes? Where are your crew?
Oh, goodness knows. The ghost ship took us in tow, and as soon as we docked, my mob ran for their lives.
Just a minute, sir. You wanted to say something.
Well, I did, actually, but I'm not sure that I want to say it out loud.
Mr. Phillips, we're waiting. So, what is going on? You sent a signal that said you got the Russian ship Kepiak in tow.
Well, it was the fog, you see. As soon as we came aboard, I saw what had happened. I tried to read the name of the ship through the glasses in the fog. All I got was K-E-P-E-A-C.
Kepiak, all right, but what about it?
Well, I happened to notice when we came aboard just now, there was a bit more, you see. K-E-P-E-A-C was the middle bit. But there was an M and an A to begin with, and an E at the end.
What?
This isn't Kepiak, sir. This is Makepeace.
What?
Me.
Creeping ivy, bang goes me vodka. All this way down here, not so much as a sniff of one.
Yes, I know how you feel, old brass hat. We've just been miles, and I didn't get so much as a tiddler. They can't see the bait on the end of me with the stick. Excuse me, I want it on the end of my line. Hang on. Hello? Yes, he is. What? Well, there's the thing. No, aren't you leave? Goodbye.
Who was that, the Commander Faithful again?
No, old chap. No, that was Portsmouth General Hospital. They've just admitted your wife, Ramona, with some cuttings.
What?
Yes. He seems to have copped two sections of Madeira yourself covered on the bus.
My wife, I've completely forgotten all about her.
Oh, she's quite all right now. She's chasing Matron up and down the... Well, it takes all sorts, doesn't it? Takes all sorts, or wouldn't you agree? No, you wouldn't, would you? Well, never mind. Anybody care for a drink?
At last! I'd have a large vodka.
I never doubted it for a minute, old Hollow Leg. Pass the glasses, somebody, will you? Now drink out of the bottle. Oh,
that was Stephen Murray, John Pertwee, and Leslie Billet doing an unfortunate to The Navy Lark, written by Laurie Wyman. Stephen Murray was the number one, John Pertwee was the chief petty officer, Leslie Phillips was the sub-lieutenant, Captain Povey was played by Richard Caldicott, Mrs. Povey was Heather Chasen, Commander Braceful was Michael Bates, the Admiral was Daniel Evans, and Commander Staunton was played by Ronnie Barker. The recorded production was by Alistair Scott Johnson.